Tuesday, October 22nd. Today, we started the gymnastics section in gym class. I think I might actually be allergic to gymnastics, because whenever I get within 10 feet of a piece of equipment, I break out in a rash. Our gym teacher placed Chloe and Zoe in the intermediate group because they were both pretty good. But I got stuck in the beginner group because she said I needed a lot of work on fundamental skills. The first fundamental skill she requested that I master was not falling off. Surprisingly, I caught on really fast, and with courage and discipline, I had the potential of earning a perfect score of 10, just like those girls on the Olympic gymnastics team. My gym teacher said she was really proud of the progress I had made in class today and gave me a B+. I now have a renewed respect for gymnasts, especially those who have completely mastered not falling off. Since Mackenzie is in our gym class, I was not that surprised when she came over and told Chloe, Zoe, and me that she was having another emergency meeting today. She said it was to approve the resignations of some committee members and that attendance was mandatory. We were happy and relieved she had agreed to let us quit, so we skipped lunch again and went to the auditorium. Mackenzie opened the meeting by saying that all resignations had to be approved by her, and that until that happened, Chloe, Zoe, and I were still official members of the cleanup crew. Then things started to get really weird. She became very emotional and said, "Due to a recent incident in my life, caused by a person who shall remain nameless, I can no longer serve as chairperson of the dance, and I tender my resignation. However, I'll continue to support the dance by attending, if it actually occurs." Then, as if on cue, all the setup committee members resigned. Then the food committee members, then the entertainment, publicity, and decoration committees. Mackenzie smiled really big and said, "As chairperson, I officially approve all the resignations, including my own. All ex-committee members are now free to leave." The other cleanup crew members and I just sat there in shock as every last person got up and walked out. Except Mackenzie. "OMG, it looks like I totally forgot to vote on your resignations, which BTW means you five are now the Halloween Dance Committee. If you decide to have it, you better get busy because you have a ton of work to do. And if you decide to cancel it, make sure you notify Principal Winston and the Student Council. Although I wouldn't want to be the one to disappoint the entire school like that. Good luck, losers!" I just sighed and rolled my eyes at her. "Mackenzie, you are such a drama queen. You can't just resign like this and walk out." "Oh yeah? Watch me." Then she cackled like a witch and sashayed out of the auditorium. I just hate it when Mackenzie sashays. By 6 hour, the entire school was gossiping about how Mackenzie and the other committee members had resigned. Everyone was saying the Halloween dance was going to be either canceled or a complete disaster. Why? Because no one believed that the cleanup crew, Chloe, Zoe, me, Violet, and Theodore, the biggest dorks in the entire school, could pull off the biggest social event of the semester. And they were absolutely right.